A new season of Tournament of Champions. It's Tournament of Champions 3 out now on Food Network and Discovery Plus. Guy Fieri. We always love Guy Fieri. When he's here or when he's not here. Just coming off of an incredible weekend at South Beach Wine and Food Festival, being honored by all of his colleagues in the culinary world. Lee Schrager sends his love and his congratulations. Welcome to the show, Guy. We love you.
Well, thanks for having me back, and it's interesting to see you all sitting in your cubicles or your cells, whatever the prison said. I don't know who's being locked down, but thanks for having me. And Mercedes? I mean, does everybody get a car that comes on the show
Yes,
now?
Absolutely. Of whatever course. You need. If you can send us a bottle of your Santo tequila, we'll send you an S-Class, whatever you want. It's okay.
Yeah. Jeez, I love it. You guys are blowing up. Congratulations.
Now, by the way, just to comment on something you said, even though all of us are not in the studio, this is by choice. I mean, we are totally able to be in the studio. I'll be in the studio later this week, and so will Danielle.
Yeah, we're in and out.
We come and go. We're loving our jobs more so we can choose where we want to be. Now, if you want to be jealous about where your office is located, Guy with Triple D is about to roll down to Puerto Rico. How exciting is that?
Yeah, really. I went to Puerto Rico, I think, 10 years ago and had such a great experience, met great people, love mofongo. I'm a huge mofongo fan.
Oh, me too.
And I'm just a fan of the culture and the attitude and the energy and the music and the people. And so we haven't been back, and they need some awareness. We need to shine the light on them. What a great destination. So close. And that's what we're going to do is we're going to head down there. We've got 6 awesome Triple D joints that we're going to visit. We're going to meet with some of the dignitaries down there and just see how we can help with the tourism and building just some more recognition to the people and the culture and the great food.
We love Puerto Rico. The food, they're excellent. The culture. By the way, we have a lot of listeners in Puerto Rico. So Guy's on his way. Look for which car will you have with you? Are you going to have your
Guy's on his way. Here's the flight that's coming in on. Well, we're shooting Triple D so fast and furious right now. I mean, we just got done doing Tournament of Champions, of course, it's on Sunday. But we're fast and furious. So the Camaro's not leaving the states. We're going to go down there and borrow a car from one of our friends. So this really cool 57 Buick convertible, which looks very, in my opinion, kind of that period specific type of car. So when we go to Hawaii, we do the same thing, because we sent the Camaro one time to Hawaii and it got in a storage container and we couldn't get it for 3 months. And that kind of got in the middle of the schedule. So
it's okay. You go, there's always a Hertz. You can rent something. No problem. But that sounds like a
mini
cool car.
How about me in a delivery minivan? You know, something like that would look nice.
That's more appropriate. I must give you another hello from someone. You don't know George Stump. George Stump is a good friend of mine who's been in the restaurant and bar business for 1,000 years. He says, oh my God, I hear Guy's going to be in your show. Please thank him on behalf of all of my friends in the restaurant business for the Restaurant Relief Fund that you were such a major part of at the beginning of the pandemic. Can you take us back to those days and where that idea came from and what it ended up doing for people, our friends in the business?
Oh, I'm telling you, it's one of those things that you get angry and you get disappointed. I mean, I knew that California was going to shut down the next day. We were going to shut down, or 2 days in advance, we knew that they were going to have to shut the restaurants down. And I'm thinking about all my brothers and sisters in the business with walk-ins full of food and with payroll needing to be done and with reservations pending and all these things. And in the restaurant business, you work 28 days and you make your money in the last 2. You know, it's that kind of situation. And I'm thinking, this is going to destroy people. So I was on a conference call with my team, and I was on, and I said, okay, here's what we do. Get some credit cards, go around and start buying gift certificates. Go buy $50,000 in gift certificates in our town that we live in. And everybody's like, that's a great idea. What are we going to do with the gift certificates? I said, give them to people that are displaced. Okay, great idea. Well, about an hour later, we got back from the conference call and someone says, well, what about the state of California? You know, you're in Cali. You can't just do your Northern Cali. I said, okay, great. All right. Get some money. Call the CFO. Get some money. Go buy as many. And it just kind of continued to snowball. And we realized, you know what? At Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, I go all over the country. I have this, what I felt was a responsibility to support all my brothers and sisters in the business. So I came up with an idea later that afternoon, and I said, because our attorney knows all the big CEOs that are involved in the restaurant business, I said, get me the email or cell number of every major CEO. There's 43 of them, from Pepsi to Uber Eats to Cargill to you name it. And I said, I'm going to make personal invitations to them to work with me to raise money to create a fund to give restaurant employees some support, because there wasn't, I mean, at that point in time, nobody was ready. And restaurant employees live on their tips today. They need it today to pay their bill tomorrow. It's not like they're the people that are on the 2-week run for checks. Anyhow, long story short, everybody saw me completely out of my mind. Don't do this. This is not a good idea. I said, I don't care. So I started making the videos at night, started sending them. And the next morning at about 10 o'clock, my manager Reed calls me and says, what happened last night? Because I got Pepsi on the phone and they want to give you $1 million.
Wow.
And I was, and I'm literally, I mean, I'm in my truck trying to pull over to the side of the road. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So by the end of a few days, first few days, we raised $8 million. And collectively, we were able to raise over $25 million. And the Restaurant Association, National Restaurant Association, damn, they were the ones that became kind of like the portal for us. And we got them the money. They're the ones that filtered through to make sure that, you know, people, that we're getting to the right people. But we gave over 43,000 grants, $500 grants that nobody had to pay back. It was just like, here's some money.
Wow. Amazing. 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 Guy Fieri is with us, by the way. We'll remind you, just a few days ago, the new season of Tournament of Champions debuted at 8, 7 Central on Food Network. And we got to make sure we support Guy, because look at all the support he is dishing out. Did you have a question for Guy, Danielle?
Yes. Well, I actually have two. Okay. My first one is, did I hear right that when you were 12 and you decided you loved cooking, you went to barbecue camp?
Well, I wasn't 12. Maybe I acted 12, okay, but I was a little bit. Okay. I was a little bit older than 12.
Wait, no, when
I didn't even know there was a barbecue camp.
I want to go now.
So I did go. So I wanted to. I did barbecue for a long time and was getting ready to open my own barbecue restaurant. Actually, it was a sushi and barbecue restaurant called Tex Wasabi's. Still one of my favorite things I ever did. But I really wanted to make sure that my barbecue was like legit and up to the level of competition barbecue. So I went down to Houston. And some folks that had just won the what's called the American Royal, which is the biggest barbecue competition in the world, they were holding kind of like a week-long seminar on barbecue, like everything about barbecue.
Wow.
So anyway, I went and did that. But no, when I was 12, I started my pretzel business. That's when I started the Awesome Pretzel Carts, where I was selling soft pretzels off the back of a three-wheel bike. So yeah, it's same,
wow,
pretty close.
Okay.
And what else, Danielle?
Oh, and then my other question is, when you're cooking for, like, your friends, are you cooking stuff that you serve in your restaurants, or do you try, like, other things on them?
I guinea pig my friends through most of the things.
Attaboy.
Anything that you find, anything you find in a restaurant, I'm like, okay, you guys, you want a free meal? Try this. You know, how we make spaghetti. We made one of the things, we have a new restaurant opening in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, called Downtown Flavortown. And it's 40,000 square feet. It's a bowling alley, a couple of different restaurants, a tiki bar, an arcade, the whole thing. But one of the things we're doing there is making these savory waffles. So we're making a spaghetti and meatball waffle. Oh. And I know it sounds crazy, but wait till you try it. We started with mac and cheese waffles, and it goes on and on. But it's the kind of thing, though, so it's very similar to what goes on in TOC, is I sometimes would just walk into the kitchen and have the ingredients and think, okay, how am I going to put this together? And actually, that was kind of the genesis of Tournament of Champions. I think of all my chef brothers and sisters that are, that are doing this on the regular. I think, why don't we put a competition together and make the best of the best go against head to head, 32 chefs. And if you'll come even try this and be involved, I'll give you $100,000 for the prize money.
Whoa,
so it's $100,000. Come on.
Yeah,
that'll work.
Elvis, I'll get that money back to you too.
Okay, thank you. So let me ask you this: a waffle. I would say sort of like a spaghetti pie, but you would just take spaghetti, throw it in a waffle iron, it takes the shape of the waffle, then you put meatballs on top of it, and voila, you're good.
Oh.
You put a little batter to it, but a savory batter, so it's kind of like getting the bread. Remember when you were a kid? I don't know. Did you guys ever eat spaghetti sandwiches when you were a kid?
Absolutely.
I mean, if I got to have carbs like I used to when I was a kid, this would be a whole different thing. But that was one of the genesis of it. So we do a few things. I mean, chicken and waffles has blown up. So it's kind of in that idea. But great. You will see, like, and back to Tournament Champion, you will see some recipes come out of there that people are going to go like, I've never even thought of that. Like, oh, that's what you could do with it. So there's a lot of takeaway for the people that are watching.
What are your thoughts about air fryers? Froggy just got this super duper out of control, like man air fryer with turbo engines, and this thing could fly on its own. I mean, he had to call the FAA to get approval to tell him what you have. I mean, what's your question, Frog?
Well, what are your thoughts on air fryers, number one? And then what are some really easy things that I haven't thought of to cook in there? Because I've cooked the normal stuff like chicken and French fries and pizza rolls and stuff like that. But what are some new things I can try in there that can make me look like I know what I'm doing in the kitchen?
Well, I don't know. It's a new recipe. A lot of people haven't heard about it. But have you thought about fingertips? Fingertips in the fryer.
Yes. Yes.
No,
we've done that.
Thank you. That little inside understanding. No, I'll tell you what. We have an air fryer. I haven't used it much. Matter of fact, the most air fryer, and again, I'm not keeping it, trying to drive this back to TOC, was watching them. We made them compete with an air fryer at one point in time. I just dropped the bomb on that. I don't know why I told you that. Anyhow, air fryers are really something and are really going places. And this is probably going to get me kicked off the Food Network. But you know what? You could pick up so much on TikTok. You could see there's so many air fryer recipes that are going on. And social media has such a great insight because people are taking it and just kind of like throwing caution to the wind and saying, try this. But I've seen some stuff coming out of them that are just mind blowing. Like, there's no way that works. But Justin Warner, who's one of my guys on TOC, one of the reporters, he's a big air fryer guy, and he tells me stories about things that he's made it. And I'm like, does this really work? But it does. They really do work.
By the way, TOC, meaning Tournament of Champions 3, is out now. Food Network and Discovery Plus. Make sure you're watching. Gandhi found a bottle of your Santo Tequila. It was in the mailroom.
Ah, there we go.
And I got to say, this bottle is really, really cool. Like, just the bottle
itself.
And
it's so funny. It only came half empty.
Weird.
I could assure you it was full when I said it to you.
You know, it's great. When you buy a bottle of Guy's Santo, you know he already sampled it before he sent it to you. So this is cool.
Gandhi, I knew there was no way I could make that joke and not have you come back at me with it.
No. It's not a joke. It's true. He drinks a little of every bottle. Yeah, Gandhi, what's your thought for Guy?
Okay, so I am not a great cook at all. My question to you is, as somebody who is new to this game and really trying, what are some of the biggest party fouls that you see? You just say, absolutely not. Do not do that while you're cooking.
All right. Number one thing, drink more Santo Tequila. Okay, that's gonna release your inhibitions. Okay, so it's gonna let you step outside of your box.
Oh boy!
No, I'll tell you what it really is, and this is I've said this from day one. People will call me and say, "Hey, listen, it's my wife's birthday. I'm gonna make her a special dinner, and you know, what's a recipe I should use of yours?" I say, "Okay, well here you go." And I'll say, "Well, what else are you gonna do?" And they're like, "Oh, well, you know, I got a Bobby Flay recipe, and I got a Rachel Ray recipe, and I got an Emerald recipe, and I got your recipe." I go, wait, have you cooked any of these recipes before? Like, no. It's four recipes I'm gonna do. So how about this? How about you go make a simple rice, white, you know, just steamed rice, some asparagus, a good green salad, and then adventure out on one thing, okay? Because cooking is timing. At least you know you can get asparagus and the rice and the salad done correctly, and you know, then you'll have something to eat if you screw up the main part of it. But people go and take on these huge endeavors and it becomes completely confusing and they're scattered all over their kitchen. So don't bite off more than you can chew.
Very good idea.
The other piece about it is quality ingredients. Nothing beats quality ingredients. And the last thing I'll say to you is follow the steps. I had someone come to me one time when I first got on the Food Network. They said, you know what, I'm not buying any of these cookbooks from you chefs anymore. I said, why? And they said, well, because I've got this one recipe and I made it and it was terrible. I said, well, what happened? Well, there's all these steps. You have to follow all those. That's ridiculous. So I just kind of compressed them. I said, so what'd you do? Why don't you put it all in the pot? I said, well, no wonder it tastes terrible, you know, because you got to – steps really do mean something. Process, you know, is kind of the way you know. It's like, when do you put your underwear on? You know, before you – think about it.
Yeah, it's a roadmap.
Don't answer that, Elvis. Don't answer
that. Oh, I answered it in my head. And another thing is, you know, if you have so many complicated recipes and dishes you're making for someone you love, like an anniversary dinner, you're going to miss your anniversary with them because you're going to be too busy in the kitchen. You know, you got to get it all done so you can push in the bush. You're good later. Don't worry about it. Now look, someone just sent a text in Guy saying they admitted they love your Vegas restaurant so much they stole the silverware. So there's that. I've got their phone number if you need it.
Hang on a second. Do you know how many people steal things from my restaurant, then send them to me to sign?
What? Stop.
And do you do it? Do you do it? No. Okay.
I don't know where they find my address, but they, I mean, like the menu at Guy's Vegas is expensive. I mean, I think they're probably like $40 a menu. I mean, it's a wooden menu engraved and the whole thing. And people said, so we finally put a thing on the menu that says the napkins. Please don't steal a napkin that's been used by a lot of people before that's now dirty. We have signed ones available for you. Exactly. Go buy one for a dollar, you know, whatever they cost.
You feel like we're getting away with something by stealing something from guys' restaurants. By the way, before we head out of here, Big Herm's Kitchen, our friend Big Herm in Richmond, Virginia, you got to stop by with the Triple D crew. He does this weekday takeout stuff, some for Southern Comfort with barbecue, catfish, mac and cheese, all that. Put Big Herm's on your list, if you would. And
put it on the list?
Yep.
I think we'll talk about it. I will write it down, Elvis, but you and I will talk about that because I think this is – we need to get you out for your big debut.
I'm with
you. Yes,
I think we need – maybe you fly the whole team down and you do it live from Richmond. I know you got a big contingency of fans down there.
Sure.
I mean, maybe we take this whole circus on the road.
Yeah.
Tequila in hand. completely let it go off the tracks. What do you think? I think you're down.
I think we'd be perfect. And yep. I'd be great for Triple D because my big old floppy man boobs are Triple D's. Yes. They're ready to go.
Mine used to be until I got, that reduction.
We have that. All right. With that said, Guy Fieri, the Tournament of Champions. I can't say tournament. Tournament of Champions 3 is out as we speak. Food Network, and we love watching you on Discovery Plus On Demand. It's fabulous. Anything and everything you ever do, we love you, Guy. You always have a seat at our table. Thank you so much.
Well, you guys have been a big part of this, and I can't thank you enough. And I'm glad to see everybody's doing so good and having so much fun. You know, you're all doing – you get along so well now that you're, kept in your different cells and you're living in different planets and whatever's going on. You actually really like each other. This is awesome. Yeah.
It has reduced the food waste because we're not food fighting anymore, so it's all good. Guy, have a beautiful day. Congratulations again on your honors at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival, and all the best to you in Puerto Rico. Here he comes for Triple D, so watch out. Take it easy. Guy Fieri, everyone.